Well, I'm very pleased to welcome our next performer, who's a wonderful writer, who has a sense of drama about her. I like her a lot. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Yes, Betsy and I decided to do some sonnets. I have one here and others, but I sure as heck did not spend a year writing sonnets. I can tell you that. That's pretty brave. And so this is called Armless. Snails creep in bowls, eating their opal light, lock themselves up, ringed moons behind stone. At night, from a pond, a pale fist rises, stem cut, rootless, shut in the afternoon. A water lily glides on the surface while a jet winds above. Far away, that city, when, like a tent worm, I swung down on my single web that day. Water bugs collide on concrete. One glided there, one amongst millions, loosed a rash. Windows grew oblique. Thorns hoodwinked 1,000 fluid suns. Morning, my feet walk dew grass, beaded moons. At night, my teeth thread poison mushrooms. And this is about moving. And this is from my latest book, and there's some books up there if you're interested in looking at them. Matinee. Even the frogs started up again yesterday as if an alarm had been set for 2 p.m., as if a voice had called through a dressing room door, open a crack. Places, please. I must be touched by the spring or this move from 13 years living in one place. That's why I feel off-centered, spill, misplace, drop things. That's why the Indian wind chime sounds with a soft foreshadowing, and the air smells of lubricant, some kind of bug sweat. Then my own voice, as if from another room, stop. I wish we could stop it. I bump into packing boxes, growing like ideas, ready to be accepted. Trip over book piles, leaning one against the other. My scenery about to topple. I can't prick my finger on a spindle, lie here arrested till the weeds grow through the floor and the birds have nested. My windows, my doors may be open again, but there are no intermissions. Even the light recasts itself. The woods may exhibit sleepy attire, but it's making quick changes in each blackout as the still earth builds a backdrop beneath. All we can do, linger between curtains at the end of an act, like a river at its deepest, where the land is flat, pools before its rush down to the lake. All we can keep, small splendors, sealed in our heads, a few words voiced or read, the bridge of flowers, thunder, arms thrown out in a welcome gesture.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more big hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.